بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 13th session, Medina Book 1. For those of you who were here before the Salat, this is what we were going over before the Salat, the review of the Badal that we began to talk about last week in lesson number 8. Before we get started, I just want to mention and remind you that it's important that you try to complete the homework assignments before you come to class. For example, last week we had as part of our homework assignment to read again and go over the Arabic dialogue, the key, any grammatical points and vocabulary, and the audio lessons for audio files for lesson number 7, and to write out the exercises. Okay, we did the exercises in class last week. You should have written them for homework. Additionally, that which is very important at this moment right now for today's class is that we should have reread the dialogue that we read last week in class and the key, especially point number 1, and the vocabulary words for the new lesson that we're going to take today, lesson number 8. And you should have tried to do some of the exercises, especially the first 2 or 3. In any case, for those of you who may not have had a chance to do all of the homework, hopefully today, and as we go through the exercises, you'll catch it. Lesson number 8, Ad-Dars Al-Thamin, has a very brief dialogue on page 42. And then there are a number of exercises, which hopefully today, 6 exercises, hopefully we'll do all of them in the class today. But before we start the exercises, I just want to give you a chance to ask any questions related to lesson number 8. Okay? Related to lesson number 8. If there's any questions that you had when you were reading the dialogue, or if you were going through the key, the grammatical points, or the vocabulary, or doing any of the exercises, if there's any question that you have about that, this is the time to ask it before we start the exercises. Okay? And I'll mention here, just quickly, that there were 4 points in the key for this lesson, in the English key for lesson number 8. The verb jalasa, which means to sit, past tense verb jalasa. And previously we had kharaja and dhahaba as verbs, and this is the same format, past tense verb. We also had in this lesson number 8 2 words that are called dharf, dharf. That is, in this case, dharf al-makan, which is a word that indicates the place or position of something. We had amama and we had khalfa. Amama means in front of, and khalfa means behind. And what we should have remembered from these words, the same rule as tahta, which is also a dharf al-makan. It indicates place or position. Tahta means underneath or below. We should understand that these words, amama and khalfa, as well as tahta, number 1, the meaning of the word, it indicates position, that something is in front of. You say amama al-masjid, that something or someone is in front of the masjid. Or you say khalfa al-masjid, someone or something is behind the masjid. Okay? Tahta al-masjid, tahta means, or not tahta al-masjid, tahta al-maktab, or tahta al-kursi. You say it means that something is beneath or below. Like taht al-kursi means underneath or below the chair. Okay, so it shows the position of something, that it's above or below or in front of or behind or to the right or to the left. These type of words show position. So, number 1, we should understand that these words show position. Number 2, we should know that the noun that follows a dharf, the noun that follows tahta or khalfa, the noun that follows it, the word that follows it, is going to always be in idalfa. That means it has to be majroor. Has to be what? Majroor. Okay, we say that noun, its case, grammatically, it is majroor, and that means it takes a kasra vowel. When a word is majroor, it takes kasra. If it's marfoon, it takes dhamma. Okay, if it's mansoob, it takes fatha. So what we need to know about this, that these words, khalfa and amama, behind and in front of, that the noun that comes after it is going to be majroor. That means it has to take kasra. So you say khalfa al-masjidi, amama al-madrasati. It has to end with kasra. We say it's majroor because of idafa. Okay, so that's the second point. The third point in this lesson is that there are words which do not change the ending, like America or Britannia or Mustashfa. Words that end with fatha alif. And they don't change the ending. If there's a preposition before it, it doesn't change to kasra. Like a normal preposition, it changes the word to kasra, right? Changes the end of the word to kasra. So you say, ila al-bayti. Yani, ذهب أحمد إلى البيت. Or he came, جاء من المسجد. من المسجد. Okay? Normally, a noun that follows the preposition takes kasra. It's majroor. Again, it's majroor with kasra. But there are certain words, the ending doesn't change because of a preposition or because of a verb or anything else. They remain the same. Okay, so these words are called maksoor. Maksoor. Don't worry so much about what it's called. What's more important at this point, because we'll go into that in future lessons in detail, but what's important at this point is to know that those words, the ending doesn't change. Okay, so we're going to see that in the exercises for this lesson, and we talked about it last week, and I just want you to be aware that there are certain words that end with fatha alif. That fatha alif, it could be an alif that's written straight up like a regular alif, alif mamduda, or it could be the alif that's written down like a ya without its two dots. That's also alif, alif maksura. Okay, either case, if a word ends with fatha alif, the ending will not change because of a preposition or because of a verb or because of anything else. It will always remain like that. Okay, so you say min amrika ila amrika. It doesn't change to kasra. Okay, like you say dhahabtu, I went ila al mustashfa. Al mustashfa remains mustashfa all the time. Min mustashfa ila mustashfa, doesn't matter. Kitab al-mustashfa is an idafa, it doesn't matter, it remains mustashfa all the time, the ending remains fatha alif. So when you learn these words, and you know which words they are, you have to know you don't change it because of a preposition. Okay, that's the main thing. We'll see it in the exercises. There's a whole exercise devoted to this point. We'll talk about it in detail, we'll come to the exercise. And then the other thing that was in this lesson, which is the main point of this lesson, is the bedr. Okay, I talked about it before the salat. I don't want to go into the details now, but I'll just explain briefly for anybody who came late. I'll just explain briefly what we talked about. We have two examples here of ism ishara for things which are near, hadha, and for things which are far, ذلك. And there are other asma ishara, like for feminine things we have what? Hadihi, and we have tilka. And then we also have plural and dual ism isharas, which we didn't take yet, so we're not going to talk about that. But in any case, whenever you have an ism ishara, like hadha or ذلك, or if it was feminine, you would say hadihi, and you would say for ذلك feminine, what? Tilka. Okay, any ism ishara, when it's followed by a noun with alif lam, it's going to make a new construction, and that word will become what is called bedel. Okay, so that's what we talked about before salat, that you have a normal sentence like this with a mubtada and a khabar, subject and a predicate, the thing that you begin with and what you want to say about it. So you say hadha, what about hadha? This is kitabun, a book. Or you say dhalika, that is what? Baytun, a house. Okay, that's a sentence. That's a subject and a predicate. That is a house. This is a book. If we add alif lam to this word, which was the khabar, if we add alif lam to it, it would no longer be khabar. Now it's called bedel. It's no longer called the khabar. Because anytime you have an ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam, this is called bedel. So since this became bedel and it's no longer the khabar, now we have to add another word to this sentence to make a khabar, okay? Because originally the meaning of this is complete. This is a book. That's the sentence. But if we add alif lam here, the new meaning of this construction, the ism ishara with a noun that has alif lam, becomes this book. this book, and that's not a complete sentence. This book. You just have a subject with a bedel connected to it. This book. What about this book? It is kabirun. It is big. It is sagirun. It's small. Or whatever. Okay? So here, when you add the alif lam, it makes a new construction. This is no longer the khabar. Now this becomes what is called badalun. Badalun. Badal. Okay? So here, this is still the mubtada. This is the bedel, something that can be exchanged for the mubtada. They can take each other's place. That's the meaning of bedel. That it can exchange one for the other. So you have a mubtada, you have a bedel, and now you need another word to make a khabar. So you have this book is what? Is big. Okay, here you have ذَلِكَ بَيْتٌ. This is a house. If you add alif lam, you have ذَلِكَ الْبَيْتُ. That house. What about that house? صَغِيرٌ. It is small. Okay? So the ذَلِكَ was the مُبْتَدَى and بَيْتٌ was the خَبَر. But here, ذَلِكَ is the مُبْتَدَى and بَيْتٌ is بَدَلٌ. And صَغِيرٌ, what you want to say about this construction here? What do you want to say about it? That's the خَبَر. Okay? Now when we say بَدَل, what we mean by بَدَل is that this word can be exchanged for this one. They can take each other's place. You don't have to use both of them. You can use either one of them. They can take each other's place. For example, if we took out this bedel, we can just use this word here. And say what? هذا كبيرٌ. That means this is big. That's a sentence. This is what? Big. That's a sentence. You have a subject. This is. And you have some information about it. It's big. This is big. Likewise, since they can be exchanged for each other, you can get rid of this ism ishara and exchange it just for the bedel. So you can say al-kitabu kabirun, and that's a complete sentence also. Al-kitabu kabirun. The book is the mubtada, subject. Kabirun is what you want to say about it. The book is big. Okay, so either one of these words can be exchanged for the other. That's why this is called bedel. Means you can exchange them for each other. You can use either one of them exclusive of the other. So you can say هذا كبيرٌ, or you can say الكتاب كبيرٌ. Or if you put them together for the bedel construction, you have a more precise and exact meaning. Okay, instead of saying هذا كبيرٌ, I'm pointing to this book. I'm saying هذا كبيرٌ. This is big. Okay? Or, instead of using هذا, I can just use the bedel. I can say الكتاب كبيرٌ. The book is big. And that's a complete sentence also. But if I say هذا الكتاب كبيرٌ, this book is big. That's more precise and more exact. Okay? But the point is that bedel here means something can be exchanged for something else, taken in place of it. Okay, instead of this, I can use this. Or instead of this, I can just use this. If I don't want to use them together. Now.
If I'm holding it,
Is it better?
You said it's better to say that.
It's more exact.
More exact. If I'm holding it, say I'm holding it, I'm talking to you, and I'm explaining the qalam, and I say al-qalam.
Now. It's always more exact to use the bedel together, the whole thing. That's more exact in its meaning. But it's okay, you will accomplish the goal. If I had this pen in my hand in front of you, and I say, هذا قلمٌ. هذا قلمٌ. This is a pen. Okay, you know, when I say هذا, I'm talking about this pen, right? You know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, maybe you don't know in Arabic, what's the name of this item here? You don't know in Arabic that it's قلم. You know that it's a pen. But if I were to tell you that this in Arabic is called قلمٌ, I can say هذا قلمٌ. Okay, that's a sentence, right? But maybe I want to say something about this pen. So now, I'm going to use the bedel. And I'm going to say, هذا القلم. هذا القلم. This pen is صغير. Small. Okay? This pen is small. Of course, if I say هذا القلم صغير, that's very exact and precise what I'm talking about. This pen is small. Right? But if I want to exchange either one of these words, the اسم إشارة هذا or القلم, if I want to exchange either one of them, the meaning will become, will come to you, the same meaning will come to you. Though it may not be as exact or precise, but the same meaning will come. If I said to you, هذا صغير. This is small. What am I saying is small? It's clear, I'm talking about the pen, right? So I don't have to mention pen. Let's say, هذا صغير. It's clear that I'm talking about the pen. So I don't have to say, هذا القلم. I can just say, هذا صغير. Or, I can do the other exchange, right? And I can say, القلم صغير. But I'll say, هذا. The pen is there. القلم صغير. So it's clear that I'm talking about this particular pen without saying هذا. I'm just saying القلم صغير. But to be more exact and precise, we can use the whole battle construction. We can say هذا القلم صغير. All three of these sentences have the same meaning, but one sentence is more exact, and that is the first one that uses the battle construction. But if you use either one of the words of the battle construction, the meaning will be the same. Now, but as far as what's better, I mean, I guess it's better if it's more clear. I guess that's better. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Naam. Yani whatever is more clear is probably better. But in the same time, the point, what we're trying to say here is, we're not saying necessarily which one is better, but we're saying that all of them are permissible. That each one of these types of sentences, this way, or this one, or this one, all three of them are permissible. All three of them are correct. And all three of them convey basically the same meaning. But there's always more than one way to say something, right? So when you're expressing yourself, it's always better to be more exact, to be more precise, to be more specific. Unless you're being interrogated, right? Then you should be vague. You know? Because they'll hold it against you later. They'll make up something, and they'll say you hinted at it, and some word that you use, they'll make it have some other meaning than what you intended. Alright, so that's basically it. Let's do the exercises, inshallah. You have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I've heard the tape before, but I didn't hear it recently. I mean, I've heard the audio files before a number of times, but I didn't hear it recently, so I'm not really sure. Anyway, let's look at the specifically which sentence are you talking about? Is it the first sentence, second sentence, third sentence? Are you talking about the dialogue itself?
Yes.
Okay, which sentence is it? Okay, اسم التاجر محمود واسم الطبيب سعيد. That? Okay. Are you talking about the question?
Yeah, then when they get to the answer, when you actually say Masmuka, it sounds like Masmuka who. That's what it sounds like on the tape. What sounds like is a who at the end.
Ma ismu tajir. The answer should be ismuhu.
Ismuhu.
Yeah, it should be ismuhu now. Okay, we're going to do the questions now. It is ismuhu, yes. Oh. Ismuhu. Oh. His name. Because they're asking you, what is the name of the merchant? When you answer, you're going to say, you can either say, what's the name of the merchant? You can either use a pronoun and say, his name is so-and-so. No. Or you can go back to the original question and say, the name of the merchant is so-and-so. No. But in the answer they gave you, with a pronoun, his name is so-and-so. So his name is ismuhu, that means his name.
I did not write it with the one here is supposed to be, just put me man at the, right here. Liman has to be over here?
Okay, what you're supposed to do in this one here, this is a question, answer. Yeah, Liman has a...
Just do it with all of them?
Yeah, no, actually, you have to write a question.
Yeah.
Based on the picture, and then you have to give an answer based on what's in parentheses here. All right, we'll make it clear now when we go through the exercises, okay? All right, we're going to do the exercises, right? But before we do the exercises, I'm going to do a listening exercise. Before we do the exercises in the book, we're going to do a listening exercise. Hopefully you read this dialogue already. We read it last week, and I hope that you read it for homework. And what I want to do right now is I want you to translate what you hear me reading without looking at the book. This is a listening exercise. I don't want you to look at the book. Okay? I don't want you to look at the book. I want you to listen, and I want you to translate what you hear. Now, first of all, you might find this a little difficult because you're not used to doing it, okay? And that's one of the benefits of listening to the audio files, that you hear it a lot, and you train your ear to recognize the sounds that you hear. For the most part, what we have been doing is training our brain to analyze that which we see visually. We're looking at the words, and then we're analyzing what we see in our brain. I want you to learn how to listen to sound and analyze the meaning, which is a different process. Analyzing the information that you see is different from analyzing that which you hear. It's different. It's a different process completely. And you will find that perhaps right now you might read this and can understand it. Maybe you can look at it and read it, and then tell me what the meaning of it is. But when you listen to it, it's going to be a little more difficult. Unless you have trained yourself to listen. So what I want to say, I want you to test yourself. Test your listening skills. And if you don't do well, then it's incumbent upon you to go back and start listening to those audio files. Okay? No looking at the book, just listening. Okay? Ad-darsu al-thaminu. What's the meaning? Ad-darsu al-thaminu. The eighth lesson. The eighth lesson. Okay, there's a difference between lesson eight and the eighth lesson. Lesson eight means you're using the number. The eighth, the cardinal number. But the eighth lesson means you're using the ordinal number. It's the difference between saying lesson eight and the eighth lesson. When you have a number coming after a noun, that means you're using a ordinal number, meaning you are saying that this is the first in order, the second in order, the third, as opposed to saying this is number one, number two, number three. That's different.
Sequential.
That's different, okay? So, in any case, the correct translation of this expression, ad-darsu al-thaminu, is the eighth lesson. When the number comes after it, it's a not, it's a sifa describing it. Okay? It's a sifa describing it. Which lesson is it? It's the eighth lesson. Okay? It's ad-darsu al-kabiru, the big lesson. Ad-darsu al-saghiru, the small lesson. Ad-darsu al-thaminu, the eighth lesson. That's the proper way to translate it. Not lesson number eight. The eighth lesson. Okay, anyway, that's not critical right now because we'll take these numbers like this in book two. But in any case, if you start learning them now, it's better for you. So when you get to it in book two, you already know it. Okay? Okay, listen up. I want you to translate for me what I read to you. هَذَا الرَّجُلُ تَاجِرٌ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ تَاجِرٌ
This man is a merchant.
هَذَا الرَّجُلُ Okay, means this man. Because you have هَذَا اسم إشارة and you have الرَّجُلُ A noun followed with alif lam means this man is what? Tajirun, a merchant. وَذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ طَبِيبٌ وَذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ طَبِيبٌ And that man is a? طَبِيب, a doctor. اسم التاجري محمود اسم التاجري محمود The name of the merchant, ismu at-tajir. This is a idafa construction, mudafun, mudafun ilay. Ismu at-tajiri. The name of the merchant, is Mahmud. Wasmu at-tabibi sa'idun. Wa ismu At-tabibi Saidun. And the name of the doctor is Said. Okay? Listen the sentence again. Listen to the sentence again. Ismu at-tajiri. Ismu at-tajiri. Mudaf, mudaf, name of the merchant. Is Mahmud. Wa and ismu at-tabibi. Ismu at-tabibi. The name of the doctor is Said. طيب هذا البيت للتاجري هذا البيت اسم إشارة noun فاعل ألف لام هذا البيت للتاجري للتاجري this house belongs to the تاجر what's the تاجر merchant وذلك البيت وذلك البيت and that house للطبيب للطبيب belongs to the doctor. Baytu al-tajiri Baytu al-tajiri Baytu al-tajiri That's mudaf mudaf anyway. Baytu al-tajiri What does it mean? The house of the merchant Amama al-masjidi Amama al-masjidi is in front of the masjid. Wa baytu al-tabibi And the house of the tabib, doctor, خلف المدرسة. خلف المدرسة. Behind the school, مدرسة. نعم. Okay, couple more sentences. لمن هذه السيارة؟ لمن? What does لمن mean? To whom does it belong? لمن هذه السيارة؟ Who is this? Sayara, car belong to. Waliman tilka. And who does that one? Tilka. Hadihi, this one. Tilka, that one. Hadihi, as-sayaratu lit-tabibi. Hadihi, as-sayaratu. Hadihi, as-sayaratu lit-tabibi. This car belongs to the tabib, the doctor. Watilka. وَتِلْكَ لِلْتَاجِرِي And that one belongs to the merchant. Last sentence. هَذِهِ السَّيَّارَةُ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ هَذِهِ السَّيَّارَةُ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ هَذِهِ السَّيَّارَةُ This car is مِن From Japan. وَتِلْكَ And that one مِن أَمْرِيكَ From America. Okay. I'm going to try to remember. Somebody can remind me secretly so nobody will get angry with you that we need to do this kind of listening regular. Okay? Because you need to do it on your time. But in case you don't do it, I'm going to have to do it a little bit, at least 5 minutes or so in each class if I remember. If I forget, somebody please remind me. Okay, this is a listening exercise. So that you start training your ear to understand what you hear. And it's different than looking at it on the paper. When you look on the paper, maybe you recognize it with relative ease. I mean, you might not know all the words, but the words that you know when you see it, when you see that word, it's easy. But when you hear it, you might not even, what is he talking about? I don't even know that word. But you do know it. You know it when you see it, but you don't know when you hear it. You have to train yourself to recognize the sounds that you hear and to know what they are. Okay, in the same way your ear is trained very well to understand when somebody says to you, Assalamu alaikum. You have no problem understanding what they mean by that. Somebody told you a long time ago that that means a certain thing. And now when you hear it, you automatically know what it is. You don't have to think about it. What did he say? Assalamu alaikum. You know what it means. Now you know what it means, you know how to respond to it. Without hesitation. You don't have to think for half an hour and say, how do you answer that? You say, Walaikum Salaam. You might even add to Rahmatullah for Barakatuh. Huh? The writing helps. There's no doubt. But again, yani, each of these methods of learning are independent. And they all support one another, no doubt. But if you just do any one of them, you're not going to get any help with the other one unless you actually practice with the other one. If you just keep writing, mashallah, your writing is going to get good. If you read along with writing, then your reading will get good and they will support each other. And if you listen along with that, your listening will get better and they will all support each other. But if you just read all the time, you don't listen, you're not going to be able to understand what you hear, no matter how much you read, until you start listening also. All right. In any case, this is an experiment that we're doing today. Hopefully, inshallah, it will cause you, it will motivate you to listen more, inshallah. Tayyib, tamarin, exercises. Okay, let's look on page 42, exercise number one, which is a comprehension lesson. Okay, it's comprehension. It's incumbent upon you to go back and look at the text for the answers that you don't remember when you read it. If you read it, maybe you remember some of the meanings, okay? But sometimes when you read it, you read the words and you understand their meaning, but you don't remember everything that you read. Just like if you read a book in English, you're not going to remember everything you read, right? If you read a book in English and you understand every word, and somebody asks you questions about what you read, you're not going to remember everything. Some of them you might remember some of the points, some of them you won't. So the same thing here, except here it's going to be a little more difficult because you read in Arabic. So even if you understand it, you might not retain as much as you would retain if you were reading in English. But still, you have to read it once or twice or three times until the information sticks in your head. Alright? Okay, first question. Okay, first the exercise, it says, exercise number one, it says, ajib, that means answer, an al-as'ila, concerning the questions, al-atiya, the following, that follow, the following questions. Okay, answer the following questions. The answers are in the dialogue at the beginning of the chapter. Man hadha ar-rajul? وَمَنْ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ وَمَنْ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ Okay, so who is this man and who is that man? Somebody help me. Now, Mansour. No. I don't know, you just made those answers up yourself?
Nah.
Okay. Okay, somebody have we'll come back. Hold on. Somebody else have an answer to this question? Anybody else have another answer? No, Ahmed. Try to answer it from the question. Man hadha rajul? Hadha rajul? Hadha rajul tajirun. ومن ذلك الرجل
وذلك الطبيب
Okay. من هذا الرجل ومن ذلك الرجل In the beginning of the dialogue it says this man is a merchant and that man is a doctor, right? So that's the answer to this question. Who is this man? This man is a merchant. And who is that man? That man is a doctor. Okay? Who is this man? This man is a merchant. Who is that man over there? That man is a doctor. Okay, so usually the answer should come directly from the question. The same language that's in the question, use the same language in the answer. Like if in the question it said, Man hadha ar-rajul? Who is this man? The answer should be, this man is whoever. But take the answer from the question. Okay, Man hadha ar-rajul? Hadha ar-rajulu. تاجرون ومن ذلك الرجل and who is that man ذلك الرجل طبيب that man is a doctor try to take the answer directly from the question use the same language in the answer that's used in the question who is this man is who is that man is طيب question number two ما اسم التاجري ما اسم التاجري what does that mean First, what's the name of the merchant? Naam. Then. Okay, directly go back to the dialogue where it talked about the merchant and it tells you in the second sentence, the name of the merchant is Mahmud. So if somebody asks you, what is the name of the merchant? You're going to say, the name of the merchant is Mahmud. Ma ismu tajir, ismu at-tajiri Mahmudun. Huh? Look at how the answer comes directly from the question. What is the name of the merchant? The name of the merchant is... Huh? What is the name of the merchant? The name of the merchant is... ما اسم التاجر؟ اسم التاجر محمود. طيب, question number 3. ما اسم الطبيب؟ ما اسم الطبيب؟ حنيف. اسم الطبيب سعيد. Okay. ما اسم الطبيب؟ What is the name of the طبيب؟ اسم الطبيب سعيد. Question number 4. من أين سيارة الطبيب؟ من أين سيارة الطبيب؟ What does the question mean first? Where is the car of the doctor from? Or where is the doctor's car from? من أين? From where? سيارته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. The car of الطبيب, of the doctor. سيارة الطبيب is مضاف, مضاف إليه. إضافة construction. The car of the doctor. من أين? From where is the سيارة الطبيب, the car of the doctor? طيب, the answer is going to be the car of the doctor is from the question. Okay, we're going to construct the answer from the question. Where is the car of the doctor from? The car of the doctor is from such and such place. All right. Naam, who wants to give the answer? Fadl. He said, سيارة الطبيب من الياباني. Where did we get that from? The last two lines.
Yes.
The last two lines. Next to the last line says, this car belongs to the doctor, and that one belongs to the merchant. Next line, this car that belongs to the doctor is from Yaban, and that car that belongs to the merchant is from America. Okay, you got to put it together. This car belongs to the doctor. This car is from Japan. That car belongs to the merchant. That car is from America. Okay, من أين سيارة الطبيب؟ سيارة الطبيب من الياباني. Question number 5. من أين سيارة التاجر؟ من أين سيارة التاجر؟ From where is the car of the merchant? Where is the car of the merchant from? Answer. Okay, America. Naam, that's true, but we want a complete sentence, like the it's composed of the words that came in the question. Naam, Bilal. Tajiri, From?
Min
America.
America.
This word should be pronounced America. Short vowel, two long vowels. America. America. Naam. سيارة التاجر, the car of the tajir, of the merchant, is min, from America. Notice, min America, it does not end with kesra, even though it's following a preposition. Min America. It doesn't take kesra. Because America remains the same. Doesn't matter if it's a preposition or verb or anything before. It remains fatta alif. Fatta alif. طيب. Next page. Question number 6. Aina baytu tajiri. Aina baytu tajiri. What does it mean? The question. Where is the merchant's house? Where is the house of the merchant? Where is the house of the merchant? Naam. فضل منصور.
بيت التاجر أمام المسجد.
نعم. The third and fourth sentence tells us that this, the one that's near this house, belongs to the merchant. And in the next sentence it says, the house of the merchant is in front of the masjid. بيت التاجر أمام المسجد. أمام المسجد. Remember that أمام and خلفة are words that show position or location, in front of or behind. And the word that follows amama and the word that follows khalfa always should take kasra. Amama al-masjidi. Khalfa al-madrasati. Okay? Amama al-khalfa. The word after always takes kasra. So, ayna baytu tajiri. Baytu tajiri amama al-masjidi. Question number 7. Ayna baytu tabibi. Ayna baytu tabibi. Naam. Madrasati. Naam. Baytu at-tabibi khalfa al-madrasati. The house of the doctor is behind the school. Okay, these questions, these 7 questions are comprehension questions. Usually the first exercise after the dialogue is a comprehension question. Sometimes there may be 2 or 3 even. Comprehension questions. But the first question after the dialogue is almost always, if not always, a comprehension question. Meaning that the answers come from the dialogue. They don't want you to just make up answers. They want you to take those answers directly from what you just finished reading. Because the purpose of it is what? To see if you understood what you read. And how much of it you can retain. If you don't remember the answer, go back and read it again so you can find the answer. Okay, exercise number 2. At-tamrin al-thani. Iqra waqtub. What does that mean?
Read
and write. So this is an exercise you definitely need to be writing. It's 12 sentences. If you don't write them already, please write them for homework. Type. Read and write. Now we're going to read. Okay? Okay, we need a few readers. We need as many readers as possible. Okay? We need as many readers as possible. Okay, Naam. We're going to start on this side. We're going to start on this side. Okay, you want to go first, Bilal?
No.
Oh, you want to read first? Okay, we got 2 Bilals here.
Hada waladu khalidun.
Naam.
Wa dalika dalikal waladu Muhammadun.
Hadha al-waladu. Connect, right? Hadha to al-waladu. Hadha al-waladu Khalidun. Remember, male, masculine proper nouns take tanween. Khalidun. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Aishatu. Zainabu. Maryamu. They don't take tanween. But masculine proper nouns take tanween. هذا الولد خالد وذلك الولد محمد محمد والشد على مين محمد طيب number two around this side who wants to take it نعم بلال
هذا الرجل
مدرس طيب هذا الرجل مدرس وذلك الرجل مهندس. What does this mean? What does this sentence mean?
This man is a teacher
and that man is a engineer. Muhandis, engineer. Okay, number 3. Salik, coming around this way from right to left. نعم هذا الكتاب جديد وذلك الكتاب قديم. Okay, what's the meaning? هذا الكتاب جديد. This book is new. وذلك الكتاب قديم. That book is old. Notice that all of these sentences so far are examples of badal. You have an ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. Okay, that's why we're saying this man, this child, that book, like this. Okay, هذا الكتاب, that's a badal expression. هذا الكتاب جديد. وذلك الكتاب قديم. We could take out كتاب and just say هذا جديد وذلك قديم. Point to a book that's near and far. Say هذا جديد وذلك قديم. Or we could switch it the other way. We could say leave out the اسم إشارة. We could say الكتاب جديد. And then say and I'll point to a different book. Say والكتاب قديم. طيب, number four. Number four, going around this way. نعم.
هذا سيارة
لعلي. That's a preposition. لعلي. نعم. هذه السيارة. That's a بدل. هذه اسم إشارة. السيارة ألف لام. هذه السيارة لعلي وتلك لخالد. What's the meaning?
This car
belongs to Ali. And that one belongs to خالد. نعم. This car, هذه السيارة belongs to Ali, لعلي. وتلك, and that one, لخالد, belongs to خالد. Number five. منصور.
هذا الباب مفتوح.
Again.
هذا الباب مفتوح وذلك الباب مغلق.
طيب, هذا الباب مفتوح وذلك الباب مغلق. What does it mean? This door, هذا الباب, this door is مفتوح. مفتوح و open. وذلك الباب, and that door is مغلق. It's closed. Type number six. Ahmed. نعم, لمن هذه الساعة. لمن means what?
For whom
or to whom does this belong? What? هذه الساعة. هذه is اسم إشارة. الساعة has ألف لام, that's بدل. لمن هذه الساعة. Here refers back to what? The watch. The feminine watch. الساعة. Here, هذه الساعة لعباس, belongs to عباس. Here, لعباس. Huh? No, لعباس. Here, لعباس. Here, it. Referring back to the watch. The watch is feminine. نعم. So use here. Here is the pronoun for feminine. Huwa for masculine. Number seven, Ahmed. We came. Oh, I'm sorry, Ahmed. You just read, right? I'm sorry, Hanif. أهذا البيت للطبيب. لي الطبيب. لي الطبيب. للطبيب. أهذا البيت للطبيب؟ Answer.
لا.
هو ال أو لل؟
للمدرس.
نعم, هو للمدرس. It belongs to the teacher. أهذا البيت للطبيب؟ Does this house belong to the doctor? لا. No. هو للمدرس. It belongs to the teacher. Number eight. Anybody didn't read, want to read? We're coming back around to this side. Okay, now we went around once. Anybody want to read? Pick number eight. We don't have enough to go around again. Mansour.
أهذا الدراجة لابن أبا لابن مؤاذن. نعم.
طيب هذه الدراجة is feminine, right? So you can't say هذا, you gotta say هذه for feminine words. You gotta use هذه. هذه الدراجة لابن المؤذن لابن المؤذن. Does it belong to the son of the مؤذن? نعم نعم. لابن, you say لبني, because همزة الوصل لبني and connected to المؤذني, لبني المؤذني. Number nine. Number nine. Anybody? أحمد.
من هذا الولد؟ من هذا الولد؟ هو طالب من الصين.
من هذا الولد؟ Who is this child? هذا اسم إشارة, الولد ألف لام makes بدل. Who is this child? هو طالب من الصين. What's a الصيني?
China.
China. He is a طالب student from China. Number 10. Number 10. Bilal. That's what the kasra jiddan, jiddan, very, very. طيب أذلك البيت, is that house جديدٌ? What's جديدٌ?
New.
No. Is that house new? لا. هو قديم جدا. It is what? قديم.
Very old.
نعم. قديم is old. جدا very. It is very old. Okay, number 11. نعم. صادق.
هذه سيارة من اليابان وتلك من أمريكا.
طيب هذه السيارة اسم إشارة فاعل ألف لام, that's better, right? This car. من is from الياباني. What's اليابان?
Japan.
وتلك and that one feminine, that one is من أمريكا. من is a half jar preposition. أمريكا does not change. Where is the ayah fatha alif? Do not change. So you don't change it to a kasra. Min America. This car is from Japan, and that one is from America. Number 12. Naam, Ahmed.
هذا السكين من المانيا وتلك مغلق من إنكلترا.
طيب read the second part of the sentence one more time. وتلك
ملعقة.
نعم. وتلك الملعقة. نعم. هذا السكين. والسكين السكين knife. This knife من ألمانيا. من is a harf jar preposition, but ألمانيا doesn't change, right? من ألمانيا. وتلك, that's the اسم إشارة, تلك followed by now ألف لام, الملعقة, and that, what's a ملعقة? A spoon. This knife is from Germany, and that spoon is من إنكلترا, والشد on the را, إنكلترا, فتة ألف. No change because it ends with فتة ألف, right? من إنكلترا, من ألمانيا, من أمريكا. All these words end with فتة Inkaltara is what? What country is Inkaltara?
England.
Almania is what?
Germany.
Naam. America is what?
America is
United States. Naam. Actually, United States is Al-Wilayat Al-Mutahida. United States. Al-Wilayat Al-Mutahida. America is America. Same place, right? And they're different words. Now,
Malia right here.
Now,
most of the other, some countries have, you say the,
alif lam and some do not. Naam. So whichever ones they have alif lam on it, put alif lam. The ones that don't have alif lam, don't put alif lam on them. Like Inkeltara has no alif lam, right? America has no alif lam. Al-Yaban has alif lam. Al-Sudan has alif lam. So the ones that have alif lam, leave alif lam. Ones that don't have alif lam, don't put them on there. If it has alif lam, you have to connect it. Naam. If it has alif lam, like you said, min as-Sudan, right? You say, min as-Sudan. But here, no alif lam, min Inkeltara. Don't say min al, there's no alif lam there. But whatever alif lam, you have to connect it. No. I can't explain it. I never read why they gave alif lam to some names and they left them off others. I don't know. Now, okay, exercise number 3. I mean, it could be some reason. Allahu a'lam. I imagine it might be. It should be. But I don't know. Exercise number 3. Okay, exercise number 3 says what? This is also exercise. It's not only... The previous exercise we just did is reading and writing, right? But you notice in that exercise we had some of the grammatical points that were for this lesson. We have bedal, we have words that have fatta, alif, and so on, like this, okay? So this lesson here, though, is specifically related to bedal. I mean, this exercise, number 3, is specifically related to bedal. Okay? It says, اقرأ المثال الآتي. Read the following example. ثم then حول transform or change الجملة الآتية مثله ثم then change الجمل the sentences الآتية the following sentences transform them in which manner مثله like this example change them just like the example we will make them just like this example so they're going to give you some words, a sentence, and they want you to transform it, okay, to a bedal construction. And they're going to give you the ending of it that you need to use for the khabar. Okay, so like in the example we have what? Hada kitabun. That's a mubtada'u and a khabaru. Right? Complete sentence. Hada kitabun. But now when they give you that, they want you to change it to a bedal construction. So they want you to say, instead of hadha kitabu, they want you to say hadha al-kitabu. Which now you have a mubtada and a bedal. You don't have a khabar. But they're going to give you the khabar that they want you to put with it. They just want you to change it from a mubtada and a khabar to a mubtada and a bedal. Change the word with ta'win to a word with alif lam. So hadha kitabu becomes hadha al-kitabu. Hadha al-kitabu. Now what's the khabar? Li Muhammadin. They're going to give you the khabar. Li Muhammadin. Alright? Okay, let's look at the first one. Okay, the first one is a mubtada and a khabar. Hadha tabibun. They want you to change it to a mubtada and a badal with this khabar that's at the end of the line. Okay? I'm going to read the original sentence, and then I want you to change it to a badal construction and connect it with the khabar that they put at the end of the line to complete the sentence. Okay, so the sentence originally was what? Hadha tabibun. This is a doctor. Now we want to change it. Who wants to change it? First one. Now.
Hadha tabibu min
al-Hindi. Daib. Hadha at-tabibu min al-Hindi. Now look, al-Hind, it has alif lam, right?
Yes.
So you have to connect it. Min, don't say min. Al Hindi, say minal. Minal Hindi. Minal Hindi. Hadha at-tabibu. Hadha at-tabibu. This is a doctor, it was first, now it became hadha at-tabibu. This doctor, minal Hindi, is from India. India. Naam, number 2. Hadhihi sayyaratun. Hadhihi sayyaratun. This is a sayyara. Ahmed. هذه السيارة للمديري. Okay, change it from هذه السيارة والتنوين to هذه السيارة with ألف لام and a single vowel ending. هذه السيارة للمديري. It went from هذه سيارة, this is a car, to هذه السيارة, this car, what? Belongs to the مدير, the boss, the director, the headmaster, whatever, the head guy. هذه السيارة للمدير. Okay, number three. ذلك ولد. ذلك, that is a boy. Now we're going to change it to that boy is such and such and so. So now, Mansoor.
ذلك الولد ابن المدرس.
I read it again.
ذلك الولد. ابن المدرس.
طيب. ذلك الولد ابن المدرس. ابن المدرس. ذلك الولد, that boy is what? Son, the son of the teacher. Type number four. Tilka sa'atun. What does that mean? Tilka sa'atun. That watch?
That is a watch.
That is a watch. That is a watch. Now we put alif lam on it, then it'll be that watch. Right? Okay. Tilka sa'atun. That is a watch. Somebody change it. تلك الساعة من سويسرا. 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 What is سويسرا? Switzerland. تلك الساعة. تلك الساعة من سويسرا. That watch is from Switzerland. Number five. هذا بيتٌ. هذا بيتٌ. What does that mean?
This is a house.
Now we're going to change it to this house belongs to the مهندس. Change it somewhat. Ahmed.
هذا البيت للمهندس.
Say it one more time. Be careful of making any vowels long.
هذا البيت للمهندس.
نعم. طيب. هذا البيت للمهندس. للمهندس means what? Belongs to the engineer. هذا البيت. هذا البيت. This house. للمهندس. Why is it مهندس?
Because
لي is a preposition. Preposition makes the word take كسرة. But what if the word after the preposition ends with فتح ألف? Does it make it take كسرة?
No,
those words, right, remain the same. Like مستشفى in America. Number six. ستة. هذا قلم. هذا قلم. What does that mean? This is a pen. صادق. نعم.
هذا القلم.
هذا القلم لي Abbasin with tanween. Masculine proper nouns take tanween. Li Abbasin. Shadda on the ba and fatta alif elongation. Abbasin. Li Abbasin. Hold the ba. Shadda. Abbasin. Hada al qalamu. Hada al qalamu li Abbasin. This pen belongs to Abbas. Number seven. ذلك الرجل. ذلك رجل with تنوين. ذلك رجل. What does that mean? That is a man. Okay, Bilal. ذلك الرجل مؤذن with تنوين. ذلك الرجل, that man is what? مؤذن. A مؤذن. مؤذن with ذال. مؤذن. Not مؤذن. مؤذن. Number eight. هذه بيضة. What is بيضة, أحمد? An egg. هذه بيضة. This is an egg. Change it.
هذا البيضة كبيرة.
Say it one more time. هذا
هذه البيضة
كبيرة هذه البيضة this egg is what كبيرة is big like this what kind of egg is that ostrich egg man not a chicken egg not that big right if somebody give you a chicken egg like that what you gonna do with it bust it over their head I mean, they try to kill you, right? That got a chicken egg. That must be genetically engineered, right? Hadihil, because al baybatu, right? Al baybatu. Hadihil baybatu. Kabiratun. Naam, number 9. Hadha mindilun. What is the meaning of mindilun? Handkerchief, Ibrahim. Change it.
Hada al-mandilu
wasiku. Naam. Hada al-mandilu. Hada al-mandilu wasikhun. What does it mean? This handkerchief. Hada al-mandilu means this handkerchief is wasikhun. Dirty. What if it was clean? You would say what? What's the word for clean? Nazifun. What if it was something feminine that was clean? How would you change Nazifun to feminine? Nazifatun. Tanween, right? Nazifatun. Type number 10. Hadihi haqibatun. Haqibatun. Hadihi haqibatun. What does it mean? This is a bag or a briefcase or a pocketbook. Hadihi haqibatun. Naam, change it. You gotta use the ism ishara first.
Okay. Hadihi al haqibatu
lil mudarisi. Naam. Hadihi al haqibatu. Hadihi al haqibatu lil mudarisi. Hadihi al حقيبة للمدرس هذه plus الحقيبة becomes هذه الحقيبة للمدرس وعليكم السلام نعم okay still have a few minutes okay exercise number 4 exercise number 4 اللهم استعان Exercise number 4. Look at the instructions. اقرأ المثال الآتية. Read the following example. المثال means example, right? Read the following example. ثم قوّن. Then compose. أسئلة. Questions. وأجوبة. And answers. مثله. Like it. Compose questions and answers like it. They're going to give you a picture. They want you to make a question for that picture, and they want you to make an answer for that picture in the same format like this question. Every question should be, Liman, to whom belongs whatever's in the picture? This pen, this key, this car, this cow, right? But every question is going to be the same style, Liman. Except the ism ishara is going to be hadha if the thing is masculine. And it's going to be hadhihi if the thing is feminine. Okay? And then in the answer, you're going to say that this whatever, this pen, this key, this car, this cow, belongs to Li, whatever name is in there, Abbas, Ali, Al-Mudir, Al-Fallah. Okay? So they give you who they want it to belong to. They give you the answer for it. They just want you to format the question and format the answer. Every question should begin with Liman, Hadha or Liman Hadhihi. And every answer should be Hadha or hadhihi, so and so, li, whoever's in the brackets there. Okay, first one, question and answer. The first picture is a picture of a what? Oh, the example says, liman hadhal kitabu, hadhal kitabu li Muhammadin. Okay, first one is a pen. How do you say pen?
Qalamun.
Okay, somebody give me the first question and answer.
Al
نعم صادق. قلم is masculine. لمن هذا القلم with alif lam. لمن هذا القلم, to whom belongs this pen? هذا القلم, this pen, لي عباس, belongs to عباس. لمن هذا القلم, هذا القلم لي عباس. نعم, what's the word for key? مفتاح. إبراهيم. لمن هذا المفتاح, ألف لام and a single vowel. لمن هذا المفتاح؟
هذا المفتاح لي.
هذا المفتاح لي علي. هذا المفتاح والألف لام, right? اسم إشارة followed by ألف لام. هذا المفتاح لي belongs to علي. Okay, what's the car? What's the word for car? Automobile. سيارة. طيب منصور. طيب, what's the word for سيارة again?
سيارة.
Okay, سيارة with شدة on the air. سيارة with a long vowel, a شدة and a long vowel. سيارة. لمن هذه السيارة؟ هذه, why are we using هذه? Because سيارة is feminine. لمن هذه السيارة؟ هذه السيارة للمدير. للمدير. نعم, the next one. What's the word for cow, Ahmed? بقرة. Give us question and answer.
لمن هذا البقرة؟
بقرة is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Okay, go ahead.
لمن هذه البقرة؟
هذه البقرة لفلاحي. هذه البقرة لي ولل؟
للفلاحي.
للفلاحي. ألف لام. للفلاحي. This cow belongs to the fallah. What's the fallah?
Farmer.
A farmer. Okay, turn the page. Page 45. Number 5. What is that picture of there? A briefcase. What's the word for briefcase in Arabic? Al-haqibatu. طيب, who wants to give us a question and answer? نعم, Hanif.
لمن
هذه.
لمن هذه
الحقيبة؟
هذا
هذه
الحقيبة.
طيب, let's do it one more time. Read the question again.
لمن هذه الحقيبة؟
Good. لمن هذه الحقيبة؟ نعم. هذه الحقيبة للمدرس. لي ال, you make it how, put it together, instead of saying لي ال you say لل, للمدرس. هذه الحقيبة للمدرس. Number 6, what's that a picture of?
كرسي.
نعم, somebody give us a question and answer for كرسي. نعم, أحمد.
لمن هذا الكرسي؟
لمن هذا الكرسي؟ هذا, he said, that's masculine, right? هذا الكرسي. نعم.
هذا الكرسي أباء أو أمار.
هذا الكرسي.
هذا الكرسي أمار.
أما what about لي؟
للأمار.
لي أمار. جيد جيد, لا بس لا بس. هذا الكرسي لي عمارٍ. لي عمارٍ. نعم, what's the next one? What's this a picture of? Mansoor, what is the picture of?
دجاجة.
دجاجة. دجاجة. Okay, go ahead.
لمن هذه دجاجة.
لمن
هذه. لمن هذه. لمن هذه الدجاجة.
تون or two?
Two.
الدجاجة. لمن هذه الدجاجة. نعم.
هذه الدجاجة بنت فلاح. هذه الدجاجة بنت فلاح.
Oh, I thought you said هذه الدجاجة بنت فلاح. What would that mean?
The end belongs to the son of the farmer, a daughter of the farmer.
If we said هذه الدجاجة بنت الفلاح, what does that mean? The dajaj is the daughter of the farmer. You gotta put li in there. هذه الدجاجة لي بنت الفلاح. لي belongs to the daughter of the farmer. طيب, number 8. What's that picture of? الساعة. الساعة, a watch. Somebody give me a question and answer. Question and answer. Somebody else. Who didn't do one yet? Why you give us one? طيب, what's your name, Akhi?
Najim.
Najim? Najim Deen. Okay. Najim Deen. Let me write that in Arabic so I can remember it better. That English be throwing me off all the time. Okay, go ahead. Read it. الساعة.
الساعة. هذه الساعة ابن
مدير. نعم. لمن هذه الساعة؟ هذه الساعة. How do you say لي ابن المدير؟ لب. نعم, لبن المديري. لبن means لي ابن المديري. نعم. Number 9. What is that a picture of? A bait. Give us a question and answer. نعم يا صادق. لمن هذا البيت؟ هذا البيت للطبيب أو لت حروف شمسية للطبيب. Yeah, because the L is not pronounced, right? Because the sun letter. للطبيب. لمن هذا البيت؟ هذا البيت للطبيب. Number 10. What's that a picture of? ملعقة. طيب. Question and answer. Last one. تفضل.
لمن هذه الملعقة
هذه الملعقة للطالب. Okay, exercise number 5. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. تأمل means reflect upon, consider. Look at this carefully, huh? Look at these examples here. The following examples. Al-baytu is marfoon with dhamma. After a preposition, it becomes what? Majroorun with kasra. Fil-bayti. Al-baytu becomes fil-bayti. Likewise, the preposition min makes it majroorun. Min al-bayti. And the preposition ila makes it majroorun. Ila al-bayti. Any preposition makes a noun with dhamma change to a kasra. Change from marfu'un to majroorun. Unless it's one of those nouns that end with fatta alif. Fatta alif could be fatta alif mamduda written straight up like a 1, or it could be alif maksura written down like a ya without its 2 dots. Both of those are alif, right? And the same rule applies. So you have al mustashfa, and after a preposition you have fil mustashfa. No change. من المستشفى إلى المستشفى. No change with prepositions. أمريكا في أمريكا. من أمريكا إلى أمريكا. ألمانيا, which means what?
Germany.
Germany. Fi Almania. Notice I didn't say Fil Almania. That's not Hamzatul Wasl. You see that Hamza written up there, that's Hamzatul Qat. You can't put this Alif Lam in Almania. You can't make it connecting with the fi because it's not a what? It's not a Hamzatul Wasl. It's Hamzatul Qat. You have to pronounce that Hamza. So you can't say fi. You can't say Fil Mania. You gotta say fi Almania. Fi Almania. Because that's not Alif Lam, that means the. That's the part of the word. That's Hamzatul Qat. Hamzatul Wasl, you don't see the Hamza written there. When you see a Hamza written there, that means you, that's not Hamzatul Wasl. You have to pronounce that vowel. You can't connect that, okay? Pay attention to that. Fi Almania. Min Almania. Ila Almania. Okay, what is this exercise talking about? It's making us realize that words after a preposition normally change the kesra, right? But some words, if they end with fatta alif, either type of alif, the one that's written up or the one that's written down, there's no change. Okay, turn the page. We have a reading exercise here and a writing exercise. And this exercise is related to what we just reflected upon. Okay, exercise number 5, read and write. I want you to pay attention to the words that end with fatta alif. If they follow a preposition, don't change the ending. Okay? Okay, first sentence, Ahmed.
Hadha
tabibu. Min inkaltara. No change to inkaltara. This doctor is from England. Number two. Number two. Who wants it? Naam, Bilal. Yeah?
Hamidun.
Faransa. Zahaba Hamidun ila Faransa. Ila is a preposition, but Faransa ends with fatta alif, it doesn't change. What does it mean? Zahaba Hamidun. Hamid went. Ila to France. Number three. Number three, Sadiq.
Mahmoudun.
Huwa. Now, al-ana. Huwa al-ana. Mustashfa. It ends with fatta alif. Mahmoudun maridun. Mahmoud is what? He's sick. Huwa al-ana, he is now, right now, fil mustashfa, in the hospital. He is al-ana, right now, fil mustashfa. Number three, number four. Naam, Hanif.
Zahaba.
Yeah.
Zahaba Abdullahi.
Naam.
Min al-mania.
Almania. Inkaltara. Naam. Zahaba Abdullahi. Abdullah went min Almania. From Germany ila Inkaltara. To Germany. He went from Germany to, oh, to England. Naam. Number five. Number five. Naam. Hassan. Naam. Isa. Li Isa. Li Mu Sa. Li Musa. Naam. هذا الكتاب This book belongs to who? Isa. وذلك الكتاب, that book belongs to who?
موسى.
هذا الكتاب لعيسى. وذلك الكتاب لموسى. What's the point here? That Isa and Musa end with fatta alif, alif maksura. So because you have li in front of it, preposition, it doesn't change it. Because those words end with fatta alif. Li Isa, li Musa. Number six, Bilal, other Bilal, Ibrahim. هذا المهندس. Always read the word with dhamma, unless there's something changing it. Always make it dhamma.
هذا المهندس من أمريكا.
نعم, هذا المهندس من أمريكا. What does that mean? This مهندس, this engineer is from America. Okay, last exercise is a reading exercise. And this exercise is make you pay attention to amama and khalfa. Especially amama and khalfa. Amama and khalfa are words, dharf al-makan, which indicate place or location. The word after the amama or khalfa or tahta always has to be majrur with kasra. Read, first one. Duhaq. طبيبي الطالبي
وهي خلف المدرس.
نعم, السبورة أمام الطالبي. After that then we're going to finish this exercise بإذن الله. Okay, inshallah, we're just going to finish this exercise quickly. Close your books. Close your books. نعم. I want you to translate what you hear. You can read it inshallah for homework. And if you like, you can also write it for homework. Inshallah. But now I want you to translate. As-saburatu amama talibi. As-saburatu amama talibi. Sabura? The blackboard or whiteboard? Amama talibi. It's in front of the student. Wahiya. خلف المدرس. And it is behind the teacher. The blackboard is in front of the student and behind the teacher. Teacher standing in between the student and the blackboard. No, Amama is not feminine. As-sabura. As-sabura is feminine. Now, sabura is feminine. Now, طيب. أين سيارة المدرس؟ أين سيارة المدرس؟ Where's the car of the teacher? The teacher's car. هي أمام المدرسة. It is in front of the school. المدرسة. هي أمام المدرسة. Number three. أين بيت الإمام؟ أين بيت الإمام؟ Where's the house of the Imam? أين بيت الإمام؟ بيت الإمام خلف المسجد. بيت الإمام, the house of the Imam, خلف المسجد, is behind the masjid. أين جلس حامد؟ أين جلس حامد؟ Where did Hamid sit? أين is where جلس sit حامد. Where did Hamid sit? جلس خلف محمود. جلس, he sat خلف محمود, behind محمود. Number five, last one. ذهب عمار. Not question. ذهب عمار. عمار went إلى المسجد. وجلس أمام, in front of المحراب. The mihrab. What is the mihrab?
Praying place?
Maybe. It could be a praying place. The mihrab is the niche in the front of the masjid that indicates the direction of the qibla. And by the way, it is not from the sunnah to have one.
that thing, the dog in like this, right?
Dahaba, yeah, like an enclave. ذهب عمار إلى المسجد وجلس أمام المحراب. That enclosure there is not from the Sunnah. The steps? No, the steps for the minbar is from the Sunnah. Now, yeah, but it's a place of prayer. It was a place of prayer, seclusion, place of seclusion, not indenture in the front of the masjid. Now. طيب سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.